younger voters have outnumbered the baby boomers at this election. And while we won't know exactly where they sent their vote on Saturday, some pundits are suggesting it did have a lot to do with Labor's landslide victory. Watching the votes roll in on election night, the former Liberal pollster Tony Barry made this assessment of the party's efforts to attract younger voters.
My biggest concern, and we saw this in our research, was the Liberal base is now basically boomers. And I don't say that in a pejorative way. I'm spiritually a boomer. But it's too narrow a base to win an election on. And we've failed to expand the base. And if you can't expand the base, you can't expand the electoral map.
OK, so if you expand that base, what do the younger voters want? And will the party take note for next time? Well, Griffith University politics professor Duncan McDonnell has been looking at what motivates millennial and Generation Z voters, and he joins us now. Professor, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sarah.
I just mentioned the millennials and Generation Z voters. Can you remind us what ages are those generations?
Right. So Gen Z basically are people who were born between the years 1997 and 2012. And millennials can now go all the way up to people who are 45. So we might actually discuss whether they're still young or not. Mm. But certainly that, you know, we're talking about people under the age of 45 and we're talking about millennials and Gen Z.
Okay. Yeah. And we will get into, do 45-year-olds think the same way as 18-year-olds? Because that will be interesting. I know you were looking at what these voters wanted at an election. What did your study tell you about where these younger people were sending their vote?
Well, look, I mean, it's been clear for quite a long time now, going right back to the last federal election and even before that, that Gen Z voters are not particularly enamoured with the coalition. So, you know, it's still a little bit early to tell exactly what happened on Saturday, but we do know from surveys last week, which were pretty much on point, that, you know, just 19% of Gen Z voters were planning to support the coalition. Mm. Amongst millennials, it was a little bit more, as 25. But, you know, as you said yourself in your intro, given that Gen Z and millennials now outnumber boomers and the interwar generation, it's really a problem for a major party. Yeah. If you're getting just 19% from Gen Z. And let's remember one thing. Not all the Gen Z Australians are voters yet. They will be at the next election. So this is a serious current problem, and it's going to be an even bigger future problem.
It continues. So you said there that not many of them like the coalition. Did they say why they don't like the coalition?
Well, I mean, you know, I realise the poor man's come in for a lot of criticism the last few days, but I'm going to add to it and say that, you know, Dutton was really seriously unpopular amongst young people. And young people, I think they also do feel that they haven't been listened to, particularly on housing policy. They haven't been listened to over the environment. And I really don't think young people are enthused by attempts to reignite culture wars either.
That's interesting. And I'm also wondering whether it was that they didn't like Peter Dutton more than they didn't like the Labor Party, or did the Labor Party do a better job at connecting with young voters?
Well, look, I think, you know, one thing that characterised the Labor Party's campaign generally was that, with one notable exception, they didn't really, at least metaphorically, fall off any stages. Whereas Peter Dutton, I'm afraid, did do so on a regular basis. So, you know, I would say the Labor campaign, also towards young people, was pretty unspectacular. I mean, even, you know, their housing policy was superficially designed to attract Gen Z and millennial voters, but ultimately I think you could argue that it was more of a gift to current house owners by keeping property prices up. Having said that, they didn't make any calamities, you know, things like nuclear policy from the coalition or constantly banging on about a reduction in petrol prices. That is not going to enthuse people below a certain age.
Are they even getting the messages, though, those people below a certain age? As far as I know, not many of them are listening to traditional media. So is it all about trying to get to them via social media and perhaps the podcasts that they might be listening to?
Yeah, look, I mean, Anthony Albanese certainly went down that route of trying to go where the young people are in terms of audiences and in terms of the platforms that they frequent. And, you know, we can see that the major parties have tried to catch up a little bit, for example, with their presence on TikTok. The Greens are still more active and more present there, just as they are also on Instagram. But Labour and the coalition in recent months have certainly tried to get there more. But, you know, that's a language that they still have to learn. And often, you know, they may make the mistake of being slightly more cringe than convincing.
Yeah, interesting. I know the Liberal Party was obviously once considered a broad church and it lost the last election. It held that big review to look at how it should change in the future. Do you think the party implemented any of that change and thought about how it was going to connect with young people?
No, I think we can say that that review seems to have been utterly disregarded. If you think of the main recommendations from that review, it was, look, we're failing to reach young people and we're failing to reach women and we're particularly failing to reach young women. Now, there is no evidence from the last 3 years that they have learned any of those lessons or tried to address those points. Think of just one statistic. Just 34% of the Liberal candidates for the House of Representatives were women. That does not show any kind of learning process going on. So, and even those Liberal women candidates who they did stand were disproportionately in unwinnable seats. So, I think if the Liberal Party is going to get serious about speaking to young people, about speaking to women, they need to change radically.
Yeah, what other ways could they do that? Keeping in mind, as we mentioned at the top here, we're talking about people ranging in age from 18 to 45 that they need to appeal to. How do you appeal to such a broad, a broad church?
Well, look, I think one way is simply by standing more representatives, more candidates who actually reflect young people. Put more young people forward, put more women forward, we're actually not, we're not paying lip service to you. We're actually doing something concrete about regenerating ourselves, and it's also something true of their youth things. I've studied the Young Liberals and the Young Labour and Young Labour a lot. I mean, it's quite striking. Just 23% of Young Liberals are women. Mm. There is an issue there. They need to sort their own house out here.
I guess it goes beyond just putting up women, though, to run. Policy has to attract these people as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, they need to do a serious policy review as well. I mean, let's remember another thing. The Liberals have spectacularly failed to win support in urban Australia. They've been decimated in the big cities, and that's not just this election. This has been going on for quite some time. So, I think they really need to consider, how do we talk to those voters who maybe agree with us on socioeconomics, who want lower taxes, who want more support for small businesses, but are also more progressive. The kind of people who nowadays would vote for the Teals.
Yeah. And those Teals certainly have managed to really get a stranglehold in some of those city electorates that, of course, Liberals used to hold. How to get them back is the big question. Professor, it's been great to chat to you this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Politics Professor Duncan McDonnell at Griffith University there.